Could Pokemon ever just do away with the regular holographic? And what would happen if they printed a retro TCG set and got rid of all of the full art cards? Those are questions from you guys plus more in today's episode of the Q&A. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the channel, TCG Funhouse, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. I am Travis with TCG Funhouse here with another episode of Pokemon TCG Q&A, where I invite my buddy, my podcast partner up here. I believe his name is ASX. Say what's up, my guy.
How's it going, everybody? I'm super excited. Like I say every week, I really love doing these videos, and we got some good questions from you guys constantly, every single week, but I'm excited about these ones this week for sure.
Yeah, that dude, absolutely amazing. Again, yeah. We're going to ask you for this episode as well. If you have any questions that you want us to answer about the Pokemon TCG, leave them in the comment section here in this video, and we will get around to them. Now, we always get more questions than what we can answer, so don't be bummed if we don't select your question. It means it might be on a different later episode. It is what it is. If we had more time, I mean, I would love to do a 3-hour Q&A, but I don't think the YouTube algorithm would enjoy that very much. But if you guys have any questions for us, please leave them down there. You can also DM us on Instagram, Twitter, Patreon, any other place that you have access to us. Just send them over there and we will answer them for you. Maybe even over on ASX's channel, which go show him some love. Link is in the description below, right? They should go show you some love, right, ASX?
Yeah, show me some love. I got some cool stuff happening on my channel. You guys, some box breaks coming up. I'll even have some stuff about Real Breaking Nate's million subscriber party I'm actually going to. So a little hint, hint. I actually haven't disclosed that with anybody yet. So
now you know.
I'm excited and going to have some vlog style videos on that as well.
That'll be exciting. That will be fun. It's very close to you over there, not so close to me down here. So
he
definitely
lives in Indiana. You give me crap about living in Indiana.
Well, so do you. You guys, there. You're in Indiana too. So you freaking Hoosiers, man. I'll tell you what. Midwesterners. I guess you're still a Midwesterner.
You can lump me into that bubble.
All right, you're a line eye. Okay. So first question here is coming from YouTube comment section last video from David Gamet, a.k.a. the Invisible Wizard.
The Wizard.
He wants to know, what do you think the Pokemon Company has planned for holos and reverse holos going forward in the Pokemon TCG ASX? What do you think? The floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, they gotta know, right? Pokemon Company has to know, like, holos and reverse holos are just nothing that's popular anymore. It's not really anything that anybody's looking for in these packs, you know, so it's tough to say, honestly, because, I mean, holos have been with us from the start, and those have never gone anywhere, right? We're 26 years into this thing now, and we've seen holos in every single set. So as much as I want to say they're going to go away, I don't think regular holos are going to go away. I think we're always going to really see regular holos. You know, not only in packs, but we'll see them in, like, you know, as promo cards and stuff like we see them as now. So regular holos, I think, are here to stay. We're going to see a new holo pattern or something like that, of course. I hope they don't do, like, vertical or horizontal lines. I was much bigger fan of, like, the Sun and Moon era holo myself. But yeah, I think they're here to stay. As for the reverse holos, though, that could be a different story. I feel like that's something that's like a rarity of card that's a lot easier for them to get rid of. You know, we always get a question that, like, we kind of touch on, like, in our podcast episode.
I know, right? It's always
earlier
funny.
On. So definitely go listen to that. But yeah, I think, you know, we're starting to see where they're toying with. I don't want to give up everything that we talked about in our podcast. Great episode.
Trainer Gallery.
I think they're toying with some different options, right? We're seeing the Trainer Gallery now. That's being put into the reverse slot. I mean, we saw Amazing Rares kind of earlier on. That may have been, like, kind of the birth of them really kind of throwing something else in there for this era. But, yeah, I really see them kind of testing it out for us. And, you know, the way that Trainer Gallery cards are going and just how much more popular those cards are, by leaps and bounds over reverse hollows. I think that could be something that they could look at getting rid of. And, you know, maybe not always having a trainer gallery in that slot, but, you know, there being a chance for the trainer gallery, right? I know when I pull a trainer gallery card, I feel way better about pulling that than whatever hollow reverse hollow is going to be in there. Honestly, even if it's like a reverse hollow Charizard from like Vivid Voltage, like,
yeah,
it's like, eh, whatever. Yeah. But when I see a trainer gallery card, it's like, oh, okay, cool. This is awesome.
Sweet.
I got a trainer. I got his Pokemon. It's shiny. It's pretty much a full art. Awesome. I'm game for that. So I think that's kind of the route that they're going, kind of testing the waters on seeing if they can just kind of ditch those.
I don't think the hollows are ever going to go anywhere simply because that's where their bread and butter was in 1999. Unfortunately, pulling a hollow no longer feels nostalgic. It wasn't bad though. I will say when I first got back into the Pokemon TCG in like 2000, probably like late 2018-ish, mid 2018, I actually was still pretty hype about hollows. You know, I was buying singles, I was buying some black and white single hollows, some X and Y single hollows of my favorite Pokemon. I was like, this is pretty cool. You know, putting them on binder and stuff like that. And they have fallen even farther from those days. You know, you know, pulling a hollow in black and white era was still pretty cool. You know, it was like, all right, you know, that's when we first started to get like
that's
the ultra rares and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Emerging Powers had like the full arts of the, you know, before we really started to get like these EXs and all these types of things.
Right.
And nowadays, it's just the feeling of pulling a hollow is just gone. Like, but I still don't think they're going to get rid of it anywhere because it is, it's just, it's their thing. You know, pulling a holographic is their thing. Now, reverse hollows, on the other hand, I am completely over them. If you've been following my channel here in TCG Funhouse, you know I absolutely loathe reverse hollows, and there's no point in them except to make collecting a master set extraordinarily hard. So reverse hollows, I don't think are any, they're not needed any longer. They've played their part, right?
Yeah. So it's no longer like a value add.
Well, no, and there really was no value at all for me, and this is what I think it was. I think they came up with these reverse hollows during an era where Pokemon TCG was down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make it harder for people, for collectors, for hardcore Pokemon collectors to complete a master set, which means they had to buy more packs to complete their master set, which was their goal. They needed to sell packs, sell packs, sell packs. Obviously, they still need to sell packs, but they're selling a lot more packs than they were back in 2017, 2015, that era, you know. So I think they actually should go the other way and make it easier for people to collect master sets and just make those big hits harder to pull, like the Umbreon VMAX alternate art. If you're making those alternate art significantly harder to pull, then you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, I need to buy this many packs to complete my, I'm missing this reverse holo, this reverse rare, this reverse uncommon. Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore, you know?
Right.
And the sets are bigger anyway. Like back then, the sets were like 110, 115 cards. Now they're like 189. They're like 189 cards. So by adding 60 more cards already, you're picking up the slack of those reverse hollows. And then if you're adding trainer gallery to that as well, to every single set, if they're going to continue trainer gallery, there's your other 30 cards. There's your 90 reverse hollows in every set that you've now replaced by adding more common and uncommon cards, maybe more regular rare cards, and then also adding that trainer gallery. So people still need to buy the same amount of packs to complete it anyway. And reverse hollows, just nobody cares. Nobody cares about them at all. They're dunskies. They're broke. Nobody wants them. But the hollows aren't going anywhere. I would love for, you know, I don't want them to just kind of like remove the reverse hollow spot and give us one less card per pack. I would actually like to see them potentially put two rares in one pack. Like,
that'd be cool.
Two rare slots. There are some TCGs out there that have two or even three rare slots sometimes in the sets. So it would be really nice to see that sort of a thing. And like in terms of like the holos and promos, I would like to see the holographic promos just get replaced with trainer gallery. Like the 3-pack blisters, instead of getting, you know, like the Glaceon and Leafeon hollows that we got for Brilliant Stars, put a trainer gallery in there. Like they're not crazy expensive as is, but like the holo promos are usually worth a little bit more than like the regular holo that might be in that set as well if it's the same card. And some of those promos go for good money. The Pikachu that that was like eaten at the picnic table with Mimikyu, I think. Awesome card. Sylveon might be in it. There's one other, I don't remember who's in it. But that card holds like $20 value right now, and it was a Check Lane blister promo, Black Star promo. So do those types of artworks inside of the promo cards, so that way you can get rid of that multiple holo pattern type of a deal. I think would be really cool. And same thing, they've already kind of replaced the theme decks that used to have like a special holo card. They kind of put V cards in those now, the V battle decks. I like that they did that, so that removes another form of the holo. So they're making it easier to understand, right? So make a new holo pattern for Generation 9 and just leave it at that. Replace all the other holo promos with Trainer Gallery. Get rid of reverse holo slots, but they won't do any of that. It's just going to be status quo. They're going to keep the reverse holos. They're going to keep the holos the way they are. That's my thoughts on that. I wish I gave you my thoughts, my opinions, what I want. It's not what I think they're going to do. So
yeah,
that was talking fast and just getting to my point, because I was really long-winded there for a second. But let us know in the comment section what you guys think. What do you think you would like them to do with the holo, reverse holo section, and what do you think they will do?
Yeah.
Next question, very similar question, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. Brandon Turnbow, also from YouTube comment section last week, says, maybe this might be a little too retro, but what if the Pokemon TCG was to release a retro style set where they had no full arts, no ultra rare type cards, no rainbows, no nothing? Uh-huh. All they had was holos, commons, uncommons, holos, maybe reverses in there too, right? But like, how do you think a retro style set would go in today's modern era?
To be flat out honest with you, I don't think, unfortunately, I don't think that would do well. I mean, we're at the point, we, a couple episodes ago on the Gym Leaders, we talked about being in a new era, right?
Yep.
And, we really are completely in a new era. I think if you were to take out literally all the driving factors for why people are buying packs right now, they ain't going to buy that set. Even if there was, I mean, a set like that would have to have like a Charizard in it for people to buy it. But even at that, I mean, I just don't see, unfortunately, people getting excited about holos, like only holos being the only thing. Maybe people that are, older, like, kind of in our age range that opened up packs, had experience opening up kind of like that vintage and had that feel, might feel a little bit nostalgic, but just knowing that I could then, go and buy a Brilliant Stars pack, an Astral Radiance pack, Evolving Skies pack, and, potentially pull an alt art or a Trainer Gallery, and, probably have a little bit of a better chance pulling something like that. I'm unfortunately not spending my money on a set like that. It sounds cool, though. I will give you that.
I'll give you my thoughts here. I think you're dead wrong. I think you are dead wrong, sir.
That doesn't happen very often.
No. So shut your pie hole. And all right,
Bring it on.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So this is what we're going to do. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, because the only thing that matters is rarity. And just because you changed the style of the card doesn't mean that you're going to change the rarity of the card. Okay. So just because you went from giving an alternate art, let's go with the alternate art Charizard, right? So in the example that Brandon thinks about here, and he actually wrote me on Instagram and went a little bit further in detail about this question. He even like photoshopped this himself, Blackwire TCG on Instagram. Go check it out. I believe it's still up there. He took the Charizard V alternate art and he gave it a border. He gave it like a black border, and it looked fairly cool, right? It looked really good. But the artwork was the same. It was just back within the border of the frame like it was in like base set and Team Rocket and stuff like that. And the main reason why I think it would still work is for two reasons. One, you still make the chase cards extraordinarily rare. You still, you give us Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur, you make them very, very rare. You give us a secret rare Pikachu, it doesn't mean that you can't have like the old school gold borders like we had. I think it was Heart Gold, Soul Silver era had some secret rares with gold borders in them. You can still do those sorts of things without giving us these big extended artworks. But the key here, there's two keys here. The first key is you need to make those chase cards extraordinarily rare. You still need to make them one in every 2,000 packs, like that Umbreon. Make that Charizard very, very rare. I mean, Celebrations and Evolutions had proven that people still want these base set style looking cards, right? So that's my first thing. You keep them rare. And the second thing is you have to give the nostalgic vibe. You have to make them look as if they were still from 1999, 2000. If you can make that happen, if you can give the nostalgic feel and then still give those extreme rarity types of cards, the set would be extraordinarily successful. It would be very, very successful. Yes, the 13-year-olds to 18-year-olds who've not opened, who doesn't have that nostalgic feel with Kanto and the 151, they may not be interested in this set. But who has the money? Who has the money? People in their low 30s and their high 20s that opened up Pokemon cards in 1999-2000 now have grown-ass man money, grown-ass woman money, and they are going to spend it on a nostalgic feeling set that had only holos in it. Do I think it's something that you could continue? Absolutely not, but I think you could do a subset easily. The first subset of 2023, give us a nostalgic feeling hollows only set, and I guarantee you, as long as the price values on the singles were there, it would do extraordinarily well. And then you could even put, like he was saying, you can put these fantastic artworks in the little box. They just go in the little box and they still give you that nostalgic Pokemon fan.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking about it like that. That's a good point, though.
Yeah, take that Phalanx Trainer Gallery card and put it inside of the little box, you know, and just make it happen. It would still work out very well, in my opinion. I think it'd be a great set. Great, great set.
It would be an interesting one. I would like to see if that like really came true, like how that would all play out. That would be an interesting one for sure.
See, I just want to say, this is why we always agree so much, because I am so damn convincing when I talk to ASX. He is forced to agree
all
with me
all the time.
I'm a attorney. I'm a lawyer. I'm a liar. But if you speak with enough conviction, people buy your shit.
That's what it is.
Okay. So really cool question here. If you guys were part of our last Q&A, we said, hey, ask this question about food. That's exactly what this guy did over here. SquirrelBait27. over on the YouTube comment section as well, he says, so here's the question. First of all, I want to mention what he does with his friends, and I absolutely love this, okay? So here's what he wrote. My friends and I often do big pack breaks together where we gather up a ton of booster packs, hang out at the dining room table, have some beers, rip some packs, and eat some food.
Nice.
Hell to the yes! That is awesome, dude. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
I wish I had more friends around me that opened up Pokemon cards, because I would totally be down for just a pack opening sesh where we all just hang out and shoot the shit and open up Pokemon cards. Phenomenal.
That would be so
phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
You got a good group of friends out there.
So,
you got a good group.
Here's his actual question, though. If you had to come up with the perfect food item and or drink for the pack opening for you and your friends, what would you choose? That's a tough question right there.
My gosh. Like, do I have like the next few hours to think about
this? I know,
this?
Right?
Like, man.
Right?
I didn't think this was going to be that heavy of a question.
It's so deep. So I'll throw a couple of tidbits in there for me while you think about it, all okay? Right. So
The
first thing is, it cannot be extraordinarily messy food. So things like nachos are off the board. You know, not as much as I love nachos, opening nachos during a booster pack opening, probably not the best idea. Although a little bit of sour cream on a Charizard alternate art may not be a bad thing. Not sure it's the route you want to go. And you can go the same route with tacos. You know, anything that's really dirty, you really can't do. You know what I mean? So, in terms of like drinks and stuff, I don't really drink alcohol. You know, I'm not a beer drinker. I'm not anything like that. So for me, it's just maybe some crazy soda concoctions, maybe some milkshakes. Milkshakes would be fire. Sign me up for, bring out the ninja, some awesome milkshakes. Cause you got straws. You don't need to touch it. You know, a milkshake bar. That's where I'm going. I'm going milkshake bar where you can just crush like three milkshakes in one sitting, you know. I'm going to do cookies and cream first, and then I'm going to do a nice little chocolate banana strawberry action milkshake. I think that's the perfect pack opening drink food right there. And then, you know, maybe that canned cheese that you can just spray into your mouth and not get on your fingers.
It's a cheese whiz. There you go.
All right, so now it's your turn, man. Now you got to let us know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, getting together with the boys, what are we going to order? What are we going to get over at the house? And, you know, this isn't something that's everywhere. This is a big Midwest thing, big Chicago thing. But I would go, and this might sound messy, but you can eat it with a fork. Chicago deep dish. I'm going with a deep dish pizza.
You can't deep dish. It's not even pizza. It's not pizza. It's cake.
Done.
It's done.
That's why they call it a pie.
It's not a pizza, bro. Deep dish is not pizza.
Man. You're not from the Midwest.
No, absolutely not, dude. No. New York style all day, bro.
Oh, get that out of here.
Fold it.
Chicago style.
The thin flappy crust. You take your... Oh. I went to Chicago one time and I ordered the deep dish and I was not satisfied. I was like, what is this crap?
Yeah, you probably ordered it from the wrong place, man.
I don't remember the name of it. I think it was a chain. I do think somebody I talked to said that I ordered it from the wrong place too. Even though it's like all over Chicago, it's a popular train in Chicago, train chain.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, you got to get it from this place. I'm like, bro, like it was the first place that pulled up on Google, okay? So
right. But yeah, I love myself some deep dish. I would go like deep dish.
And then, hold on. We got to go back a second here. Did you just say you can eat it with a fork? Right. You shove that up your, you know what?
No,
you
I
don't eat
do.
Pizza with a fork.
You
eat
do,
pizza with a
purpose,
fork?
We can't. Charizard. I'm sorry. I'm eating this thing with a fork.
I didn't know that this was going to be the Q&A that broke us. I didn't know that this was going to be the question that broke us as a team.
You broke us up.
This
no
is
more gym
you're
no
not
more
only
Q&As.
Not only do you prefer deep dish cake, but you eat it with a fork, bro.
What a deep dish cake does sound
you eat it with a fork? Technically, I think all cake would be deep
when
dish.
When I'm pulling Charizards, yeah, I'm keeping my greasy fingers off my
I don't know.
Off my Charizards.
No, bro. Are you going to eat your milkshake with a spoon too, or like a spork?
Yeah, maybe
I will.
Are
you eat your milkshake
maybe
with a spork?
It's as thick as Wendy's.
Are you spork?
Maybe it's a thick Wendy's Frosty.
Oh, so all right. So do you put your fries in your Wendy's Frosty?
Get out of here!
Oh, what are you talking about? You have to do that.
Oh my!
You got to dip your fries in the Frosty, bro.
We're no longer co-hosts.
And vanilla Frosties don't exist. They have vanilla milkshakes, and then they have Frosties. Frosties are only come in chocolate. Okay. Vanilla is not a Frosty. You got to get chocolate, and you got to dip your freaking French fries in it because it is the greatest thing in history. You got to dip your fries in your Frosty. I'll even challenge you this. Dip your chicken nuggets in your Frosty. I'm telling you, bro. Just do it once.
That's chocolate chicken nugget. I ain't doing that.
It's better than deep dish cake with a fork, bro.
Oh, gosh. No.
Pepperoni cake. Deep dish pepperoni cake. Oh, my God.
I eat my pepperoni cake all day over dipping my nugs inside of my Frosty.
What do you dip your nugs in?
Ranch.
Okay. I'll at least give you that. I'll give you ranch and buffalo sauce. If you were going to give me the good old honey mustard, I was just going to cut you off and finish this episode by myself.
That's
honey mustard is disgusting.
Just end call.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's get to the
question. All right, one last question here. One last question here, and let's just make this a quick shooter, okay? A quick shooter question.
All right.
OBKid123-YouTube-YT says, I have a question for you. Since Pokemon has done collabs with other companies in the past outside of Nintendo, what would you like to see Pokemon, who would you like to see Pokemon do a collaboration with? They specifically mentioned Metazoo. Do you think Metazoo and Pokemon would be a good collaboration? My answer is no. I'm not a big fan of Metazoo. It's fine. I don't like the artwork. It's not my favorite TCG in the world. It is what it is. So my answer to that specific question is no. But I'm going to elaborate that a little bit more and just going to ask, who would you like to see Pokemon do a collaboration with? Without too much detail, because we're running out of time.
We are running low on time. They do a lot of stuff outside of just like the TCG and the video games and stuff.
Yeah.
They kind of already are doing this. It's kind of a cheap answer, but I would say I would love them to get into more like clothing, like adult style clothing. Maybe
I like that.
Cause I would love, to wear a shirt that doesn't feel like a kid's shirt. Like I got it at the kids section,
Sometimes they are very childish. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like,
dude, perfect example. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just bought that bomb ass Rayquaza hat on PokemonCenter.com. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Oh, and I wear it out, and you can't even tell that it's like a Pokemon hat. Like, it legit looks like a DC hat, It's flat bill, it's black on black. Like, it looks great.
Yeah, so, like I said, you can find some of that stuff already on Pokemon Center. And I saw that hat. That hat actually does look really cool. But yeah, if they could get into a little bit more of that, kind of get a little bit more on the adult side again, which they are. I mean, they're even making like housing, like stuff, like decor for your house that's kind of, more subtle Pokemon. I love that they're doing that because I would love to be able to incorporate Pokemon more into my everyday life.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be my short and quick answer. Clothing and decor.
I would like to see them do, like, let's go TCG here. I would like to see them do kind of like what Magic is doing right now. And collabing with big franchises,
that would
in
be
printing
cool.
What they call, like in Magic, they call it a secret lair, like a secret lair drop. I would like to see that where they pair Pokemon. If you've followed me on Instagram and my TikTok, I've been posting these types of videos before where they pair a Pokemon with, let's say, Marvel Avengers or DC superheroes or things like that, So you get a tag team card, you get the Noivern and Batman, the Joker and Mr. Mime, like you get those kinds of collaborations on a card, like a tag team card, or maybe even like a trainer, right? Like a trainer gallery or even like a Gym Heroes Gym Challenge sort of a thing, be like Superman's Arceus, it would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Iron Man's Scizor, that would be really cool. Like it would be dope. It would be really, really cool. And you almost make it like one world. Like this is the Marvel universe with Pokemon in it. And since we know the multiverse is a thing and Marvel has all these different multiverses, why not have a universe where Pokemon exist? You can do it.
Yeah, I'm down.
It would be really cool. It'd be really cool. I'd love to see that. What would you guys like to see? Who do you guys want to see Pokemon do a collaboration with? It could be anything as long as it's not pepperoni cake. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. If you're new to the channel,
it's a pie.
Drop a sub.
It's a pie for a reason.
It's a pie when it's not super thick. Oh, gosh.
I love my pies thick. I don't know what kind of pies are you eating over there, Annie?
Skinny pies. But yeah, so if you guys are new to the channel, guys, drop a sub, smash that like button. It really, really helps out. We post Pokemon-related content 3 times per week here on YouTube every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we drop shorts every single day. ASX, what you got going on over there?
Yeah, I got my very first box break actually coming up tomorrow. I hope that I don't have packs available, but I might still have packs available today when you guys see this. So if you are interested, I got Brilliant Stars, Astral Radiance, and VMAX Climax. All priced out very, very fairly. So if you're interested in buying into my break, hit me up. ASX.TCG. I almost didn't know my Gmail account.
What are you?
ASX.TCG@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on Instagram if you're interested.
ASX_shittypizza. That's how you find them. Over on Instagram.
Get out of here.
you guys know here at TCG Funhouse, we're live every single Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, coming out with us tonight. Revolving door booster box break, pack break, 15 plus packs. Come hang out with us or just come hang and bang and chat, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. And remember, if you want your question answered by us here, make sure you leave them in the comment section below. I will see you guys there next week.